Hello, good afternoon, my young people, my young adults, my teenagers, and my elderly people, people of age. I thank and I just praise God because it's still the first month of the new year. But in a couple of days, it's going to be the end of the month of January. Oh, thank God. It's such a long month. Okay. Today is January 28th, and my topic today is gun control and weapon control. Should or should we not have them? And if we do, when do we supposed to use them, and how do we supposed to use them? Okay, my song today is How I Love to Trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to know I love and trust Him, just to know, thus says the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I prove You over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust You more. I really trust the Lord because He is able to protect me. He is able to stand up for me. He is able to defend me. He is able to be my valet in the time of a battle. And that's an old song, but yet so true. He's a valet in a time of a battle. He's a valet in a time of a battle. He's a valet in a time of a battle. A shelter in a time of a storm. Amen. Often they present germs. Genuine violence behind them. Not always mental people are the one who use weapons. That is not always the case. It is more because of domestic violence and suicide. A lot of people, 80% of people commit suicide with guns. Between 2007 and 2017, 85% increase of kids suicide with guns. 52 American women killed with guns from an intimate partner, a spouse. Okay, listen, when there is violence between spouses, it is best to always depart from each other, to go away and to cool off, and then maybe you can get a better perspective on things. My first scripture is Proverbs 20:22, and it says, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and He shall save thee. Okay? Don't always want to get in a gunfight with anybody or a knife fight with anybody. It's not worth it. And stop road raging. You know, it's not always good to be in a speed and cut in front of people or cut people off because you want to get somewhere at a certain time. When you're driving, you not only look out for yourself, but you look out for others too. So don't be violent. Don't be discourteous to the next driver. be kind one to another because you want to treat people the way you want to be treated. Even though the person will not treat you that way, but still, that is no reason why you shouldn't treat them that way. With revenge and that a will of recompense, and that we are to trust God to take care of our problems and troubles. Matthew 26:52 says, "And behold, one of them which were with Jesus struck off the hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and struck a smote off his ear. Then Jesus said unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword." Now, this is a story about Jesus going to the mountain and praying to the Father, the mountain of Gethsemane, where he prayed to God that the cup would pass from him. But he told his disciples, John and Peter he took them up with him and he told them to watch for him. And instead of them watching, they fell asleep the first hour. Then he came back and he said, "Can you not wait just 1 hour with me?" And as soon as he went back to go back to pray, they fell back to sleep again. So this is why the person that drew the sword cut off the other man's ear, because they was not watchful. They did not have the right tool or the right thing to say at a time that was needed. And that's why he told them to watch. Because when you're watching, you know the right words to say and you know the right things to do in a time of testing, in a time of a heated moment. You would know absolutely what to do. You will not do the wrong thing. But you got to watch. You got to watch. You cannot just assume things and to take things under your control, because this world was not made up of you and me. This world was made, Christ made, God made this world. And he put it in existence. He caused word to come together, and that it made everything that exists on the earth. Okay, now, I'm going to tell you a story about Jehoshaphat. It's in 2 Chronicles 20, and it starts at the first verse, and it says, "It came to pass after that, this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came up against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, Thou cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Cyrus, and behold, they have Hazar-Tabor, which is Edomi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judea. And Judea gathered himself together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, God of our father, art not thy God in heaven, and rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathens? And in the hand is there no power and might, so that none is able to stand withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and giveth it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever. And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If when evil come upon us as a sword, judgment, and pestilence, and famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence. For thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction. Then thou was here in help. And now behold, the children of Ammon, and Moab, and Maaseir, which thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how their reward us to come to cast us out of the possessions which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against the great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do. But our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then upon Jehaziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jerael, the son of Mathani, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye all, Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat. Thus said the Lord unto thee, Be not afraid, nor dismayed, by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they can't come up by the cliff of Zeg, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Now see, this is a country that, hey, man, there was king people coming up against them, the Amalekites, you know, and they were great people, you know. So, but, because Jehoshaphat responded in a positive and a humbling way, where he told him and the people to set themselves a fast and to pray. And how God said, they don't even need to fight. They don't need no weapons to fight with, because the battle is not theirs, but it's the Lord's. And when God battles the Lord's, then he will fight for you. So you don't always need a gun. You don't always need a knife. Don't always need a hammer, whatever, but kill a person. Don't need it all the time. Pray and ask God, seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. Then can you hear from heaven, and he will heal your land and forgive your sin and the sins of others that come up against you. Because we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers on high places. That means principality and power means things that are inwardly, not outwardly. We don't fight against human beings. We fight against the spirit of evil to overcome evil with good, you know. And so we must always remember this. Before you pick up a gun and shoot it at somebody, or before you pick up any weapon to use it against somebody, pray and ask God to intercede for you, because you don't always need a weapon to fight battles. This is Deborah, the honey bee. I'm always here to ignite and to illuminate people, children, teenagers, young adults, and elderly people of age to change, because we always ever learning. And I thank you for it. And I have a poem that says words. I wrote this poem May 11, 2019. And it's called Words. Words can be spoken and words can be heard. Words can make a complete sentence. Words can be in a book. Words can be in a dictionary. We can find words in an encyclopedia. We need positive words to fulfill a purpose. We have big words. We have small words. All of our words come from the beginning with God. Words were spoken in existence. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. As the Word was God, speak the Word in the airwaves. 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and we therefore, we speak words into existence, positive or negative. But turn the negative around to the positive, and you will see good results come from it. This is Deborah. God bless you. Have a beautiful week.